With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Crews in Southern California racing to cut off spreading wildfires as flames inch closer to another housing area. At a news conference broadcast on KABC today, Fire Chief Anthony Marone gives an update on the Eaton fire.
The fire is now estimated to be 14,117 acres with 15% containment, with over 7,000 structures damaged or destroyed. We have 2,832 personnel assigned to the incident, and it is static at this time.
Much different scenario in the south and east. More heavy snow and plunging temperatures, refusing to release its grip on a huge chunk of the nation. Major airports in the south continue to have disruptions. Also at SRNnews.com, federal appeals court agreeing to hear more arguments involving a close election in November for a North Carolina Supreme Court seat.
The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals Friday scheduled oral arguments for January 27th and briefing deadlines. The order means that both the federal appeals court and the state Supreme Court likely will be considering simultaneously substantial matters related to the race between Democratic Associate Justice Allison Riggs and Republican challenger Jefferson Griffin. Riggs is ahead of Griffin by just 734 votes from over 5.5 million ballots cast. Griffin has argued over 60,000 counted ballots came from ineligible voters and should be removed from the tally.
A Florida state agency suing a company owned by the family of Florida Democratic Representative Sheila Shurflus McCormick. Florida Division of Emergency Management says Trinity Healthcare overcharged the state by nearly $6 million for work done during the pandemic. This is SRN News. A pro-abortion group pays some very big fines.
Floridians Protecting Freedom ran a costly and ultimately unsuccessful campaign to pass an abortion amendment in the Sunshine State. The organization also committed fraud along the way. FPF has agreed to pay nearly $200,000 in fines related to fraudulent signature-gathering activity in the initial effort to get the amendment on the ballot. Several arrests have been made in the case, and investigators say they're not done yet. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Rutgers University to install safeguards for Jewish students as a means of settling a complaint by the Department of Education. Hundreds of reports of anti-Semitic acts on campus prompted the government to move against the school that has seen a sharp uptick in attacks on Jews. It began in 2023 with the attack by Hamas on Israel. This is SRN News. Thousands of Texans in need are abandoning the state's suicide hotline.
The call centers are struggling under a $7 million funding deficit and a growing suicide rate. The state's 988 hotline had the nation's fifth highest rate of abandoned calls in August, the latest data available. That comes amid a multi-million dollar funding deficit that could worsen as federal dollars expire this year. The tightened resources are occurring as the suicide rate in Texas jumped 37% from 2000 to 2022. John Scott reporting.
Some 5,000 nurses walking off the job in Oregon as they picket all 8 hospitals in Providence. Most of those on strike are nurses, but in a rare move, several doctors at one Portland hospital also walked off the job. Strike comes after negotiations failed to produce any type of an agreement. More details at SRNnews.com.